Do you love your business? You should, right? Well, sometimes we just don't. It's my hope that this, the My Daily Business Coach podcast, helps you regain a little of that lost love by providing tips and tactics, tools, insights, inspiration, all the good stuff to help you actually enjoy running your business. In addition to actionable tips and tactics that you'll be able to execute immediately, you'll also hear from creative small business owners around the world who've been able to sidestep the hustle and build a business that merges their passion with their purpose and provides a profit. I'm your host, Fiona Kalacki, founder of My Daily Business Coach. Let's get going. Hello and welcome to episode 201 of the My Daily Business Coach podcast. I can't believe we're in the 200s. Oh my goodness. If you are listening to this and you are thinking, God, she's already done 200 episodes and I haven't even started my podcast. Believe me, I have been there. I have been there so many times. I wanted to start a podcast in 2016. I bought an intro track. I was like, yeah, I'm going to start. And then all these things happened and it just prevented me from starting. And it wasn't a number one priority according to, you know, some other stuff that had to take priority. And so I delayed and delayed and delayed. And I remember listening to podcast episodes and being like, oh my God, I wanted to start at the same time that that person started. And gosh, they're already at this many episodes and I'll never catch up. And what's the point? And all the other things that you say. And today's episode is actually not about podcasts at all. But I just thought I would say that because if you are listening to this and you're interested in starting a podcast, we have a course, How to Start a Podcast, which actually goes through the systems that you need because you can find all the information out there for free about which mic to buy, which, you know, are you going to use Libsyn? Are you going to use, what is it, Buzzsprout? I use Simplecast. I mean, there's so many different hosting platforms, but there's so much information you can find out there for free. What I couldn't find was the systems to actually keep going. Because it's one thing to like set up a podcast and, you know, put out 4 or 5 episodes. It's another to be here, to be at 201 episodes without it, you know, overtaking your life. And so, yeah, I created a system and that is what I actually teach in the How to Start a Podcast course. And you can find that at mydailybusinesscoach.com/podcast. And regardless of whether you buy the course or not, just start, just get started because I wish that I had started in 2016. Like I really wish I had. However, you know, life experiences also help this podcast, you know, be what it is. And so there's good and bad. But if you're listening to this and me saying episode 201 was any kind of trigger for you for like, God, I really want to start or gosh, I wish I was at 201. Just start, just start. Anyway, that was a bit of a tangent. So today you're listening to a quick tip episode, and this is one that I think could really help every single person, regardless of whether you're a business owner or not. It has definitely helped me. And yeah, I just keep seeing more and more instances where people are kind of getting stuck with something. And I was thinking, oh gosh, I wish they'd known about this. And I've told so many people and they've switched over. So yeah, I thought I would tell everyone on the podcast as well. But before we get stuck into that, I just want to, of course, pay my respects and acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians on the beautiful land on which I record this podcast, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And I pay my respects to their elders past, present, and emerging, and acknowledge that sovereignty has never been ceded. All right, let's get on with today's quick tip episode. So it is a quick tip episode, which is really where I talk about a tip, tool, or tactic. And today I'm going to talk about a tool. Now, this is something you can use in your normal life and also in your unnormal business life, but just in all parts of your life. And I actually think that everyone should be using it. I know people have issues with Google and it is a Google product, but I just think it is such a great product. And considering the way the world is going and more instances of certain things happening, I think that, yeah, it's just a really useful product. So what is the tool? The tool is the Google Authenticator app. Now, obviously, not obviously, I shouldn't say that obviously, maybe some people haven't heard, but there have been so many instances of cyber identity theft, people hacking accounts. I actually had this wonderful woman who came to a marketing course ages ago that I ran, a marketing workshop, and we'd stayed in touch over Instagram and she lost all of her account, and not just all of her account, but all of her photos and so much other stuff. And basically somebody had hacked her account and got in there, and literally overnight she woke up and, you know, I think it was like 30 or 40,000 followers just gone. And this is, again, kind of goes back to the whole point that I'm always talking about. Social media is not your marketing plan. Social media should be one element, one connection channel of a bigger marketing strategy. Aside from that, though, you know, social media, we all use it. I use Instagram all the time, less so Facebook, but, you know, Pinterest, I love Pinterest. I am on TikTok. I don't really post much there. Maybe that'll change. I don't know. I just sort of scour and lurk and watch all these funny things. But yeah, I can't say that, you know, I'm not on social media all the time. I am. But I think that we've become so used to these things and just expecting that they'll be there that we haven't necessarily put in place security habits and security platforms and tools that can help us. And Google Authenticator is one of those. So as the name would suggest, it authenticates things. And it doesn't just authenticate, say, a login to, you know, Instagram. You can put any third-party platform into the Google Authenticator app. And what will happen is that it kind of spits out a new code every, like, I don't know, 10 seconds or every 20 seconds. And so you will, you know, put in, say, your normal password if you're getting into a platform. So say you were on MYOB or QuickBooks or Xero or one of those, and you would log in and you would then have your normal login and password. And then it will ask you for a second step verification, which is the Google Authenticator app. And so you can have in the Google Authenticator app, you know, 50 platforms or whatever you want to have in there. And so you say, for instance, in the MYOB example, you would then just open your phone, get into the Google Authenticator app, which is usually a face recognition, and then it'll give you a code and it will be red if it's about to run out, and then it will be blue for another like 10 seconds. And it was just new numbers all the time. And so then you just punch in that number into your MYOB in this example, and then you're in. And so no one else can have that except you. And so it just gives you one, I mean, none of these things are absolutely perfect, but it gives you one more step to go through and a Google Authenticator app that is constantly changing the numbers so people can't kind of rig it or, you know, I don't know, if they hacked in, maybe they'd have the wrong number. I don't know. I don't know how all that works. But I do know that the Google Authenticator app has really, I don't know, just helped me feel a little bit more secure. There are so many other things you can do. I know in Instagram and Facebook, you can, or whatever social media you're using, if you go into the settings, you can actually change it to two-step verification, in which case it'll send you a text message or it'll send you an email or whatever way that it is, or it will ask you for an authenticator app, such as the Google one. And so it just means if you're making changes to things, if you're updating your password, if you're doing other stuff, there's just this extra step that has to get through. And I hear it all the time, like not just that lovely woman who came to the marketing workshop, but I hear from other people who are like, oh, somebody hacked my account. And I remember another person actually who came in and was lovely to do she did a Reels tutorial in the Good Business Group on Facebook. And I remember that she was launching something soon after that and somebody hacked her account, or I can't remember if they hacked it or there was some issue. And so then she had to start another account and was trying to drive people to that account. And it's just so much work. And I think we forget that there are actually tools out there to help us be more secure. None of them are fail-safe, I'm sure, but they just give people that little bit extra, you know, security and you know, confidence, I guess, that you're putting in these extra steps for things. So I use the Google Authenticator for multiple platforms. I have at least probably 10 or 12 on there. And even saying this, I'm a little bit like, oh God, is somebody going to listen to this podcast and then like make it their life's mission to like hack into all my stuff? But I have everything on there so that I, you know, if I'm logging into something, I not just have to log in and usually like with face recognition and then password and then the Google Authenticator app and sometimes even another, you know, security question at the other end. So if you are somebody who is regularly going in and out of different platforms and you just sort of feel that the amount of people that you're seeing around you that have like had certain platforms hacked or, you know, had people get into bank accounts or other sort of things, maybe check out a authenticator app, of which Google has a free one. So how do you do it? You literally go on over, and we'll list this in the show notes as well, but you can either go to like the App Store and literally look up Google Authenticator app, or you can go to googleauthenticator.net, all one word. And I mean, you can just go through the App Store if you find that easier. And basically it'll just walk you through how to set this up. And what usually happens is if you have a third party platform, say Shopify or Stripe or PayPal or Instagram or whatever they are, you can then set this up It'll literally walk you through the steps. You'll get a QR code, and gosh, we all are familiar with QR codes these days. And you literally scan that and it will set it up, and then you can test it and it's good to go. And the only thing that's sort of annoying sometimes is if you don't have your phone near you and say, so like I have my office out the back of our house in the garden, and sometimes I'll leave my phone inside and then I need my authenticator to get into certain platforms. And that's, you know, the grand scheme of like having to go out of the office and walk into the house and get my phone and come back is really not that bad considering what this is potentially saving me. So I thought I would share that today because I know that cybersecurity is a real concern. Obviously, I'm not a cybersecurity expert, so definitely get in touch with, you know, at least your web developer or other people that are in that space. But this is a first step to try to make you a little bit more secure and a little bit more confident with your security online. So I'll leave it there. If you want to check out the show notes for this, you can do that over at mydailybusinesscoach.com/podcast/201. This is episode 201. And as I mentioned at the start, if you're keen to create your own podcast and you want to understand how to set up a system so that you can actually just do it week after week or whatever your frequency is, check out how to start a podcast. And you can do that at mydailybusinesscoach.com/podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you found this useful, I would love it so, so much if you could take 2 seconds and just leave a review. It just helps other small business owners find this podcast. And who knows, maybe they really need help with their security right now. Thanks for listening. Bye. Thanks for listening to the My Daily Business Coach podcast. If you want to get in touch, you can do that at mydailybusinesscoach.com or hit me up on Instagram at mydailybusinesscoach.